Weyburn. Weyburn has always been known for being a friendly, welcoming and helpful community. Newcomers often say that it is a wonderful city to settle in and raise their families. Those that have lived here for years, or decades, find comfort in the close-knit community that we call home. My own family came to Weyburn in 1972, and although I was born in Beanfey and was 7 years old when we moved here, I consider Weyburn my hometown. One thing that I notice about Weyburn, that I have not experienced other places that I've lived, is the willingness of others to help. Whenever there is a need, Weyburn steps up. This is evident in the social media world, Facebook, in Weyburn's Random Acts of Kindness, Weyburn and Area Help, Giving, and Weyburn and Area Trading and Bartering groups. One needs only to scroll through the posts to see that Weyburnites love to help, whether it's helping a young mom on a fixed income with diapers and formula, boosting a car with a dead battery, or giving someone a ride. The bartering group really appeals to me. We all have skills and abilities that we can offer in exchange for goods or services, or other skills. A strong young man with a shovel can trade snow removal for a batch of cookies made by a grandma who is unable to clear her own walk. A loaf of freshly baked bread can be traded for, well, almost anything. In the current economic situation, where our dollars do not stretch as far as they used to, bartering and trading are becoming more common and more appreciated than paper currency. Maybe the fur traders of old had the right idea. Through these social media groups, people are helped and friendships are created. They foster the sense of community that Weyburn already displays, and let us know that we are not alone in our struggles. One needs only to reach out. We will get by, with a little help from our friends.